Hello, this is Jen and Ria from Fundamental Focusing, asking you if you've ever thought about the power of your mind. I must say, right now I'm in the middle of listening to some tapes from John Kehoe, and I think he is fabulous. He is guiding me into what he calls mind power, and it definitely is powerful. We have no idea, at least I, until the last couple of years, had no idea how brilliant and how powerful my mind was. And lately, since I've been listening to his stuff, I'm really trying and learning and getting a grip on how powerful our mind truly is. And if you stop and think about it, it just blows my mind. Because your mind just makes you do things, and it tells you to do things, and it talks to you all the time. And then you have your heart and your center and your core and your innerness. And we seem to think that our mind is what rules the world and what makes us take action and do our thing. But in essence, the mind is part of our body, and our heart and our emotions and our inner self and our core is also part of our body. And they function in two separate ways. It's the outer world and the inner world. And our brain and our mind functions very well in the outer world. It tells us when something's hot. It reacts when it needs to. It permits us to move and go and walk and come back and know what's happening around us. But what about our, and I don't know if this is a term, but what about our inner mind? How does your inner mind work? How does the feelings and the emotions and the sensing mingle with your mind? Does it mingle together, or is it always in constant battle? And just discovering all about the mind and the power of the mind can be something that can be life-changing, and that depending on where you are and what you're going through, what you're thinking, it can help focus. It can help bring you back to what your true passion and power is. It can keep you in that positive momentum state of mind more often than take you out, because we tend to be taken out. And I'm sure you've experienced both. And some of you may have experienced more of one than the other. And hopefully it's the positive and the moving forward instead of the mind taking you out of where you need to be and what you need to do. So just consider how powerful the mind is. Take note of what your mind is thinking and saying to you, to your inner mind, to your inner self, to what I like to call the innerness. It brings you to your innerness. So what's your outer mind saying to your innerness, to your inner mind? Just take note. Just start noting, jotting down, writing it in a journal, and seeing how your thoughts affect you. Because your thoughts are only as powerful as you as much as you react to them. So you give power to your thoughts the more you react to them. And that's something that I got directly from John Keogh, and it makes sense. The more we give power to our thoughts and the more we react to them, the more they become powerful. So just notice how you're reacting and how you're working and observing and mingling with your thoughts. And which thoughts? The positive ones, or the ones that are always taking you out and pushing you down and making you change your mind and steering away from what's in your inside, in your innerness, in your passion, in your true power. And I do recommend his things. I truly enjoy it. I've learned many things from it. I'm still learning from him. And a very valuable resource to go look into. So just check in this week. Jot things down. See how your thoughts are treating you. What's going on inside of your mind? Just being aware, becoming aware, and becoming mindful of how powerful the mind really is. And then see how you do. And as you become conscious and aware of how your mind is working for you, because we all have different minds, we're all unique, and we all go about it in our own way. So if you're conscious that your mind is moving you forward and keeping you in that positive, feel-good place, and working in your passion and your desires and in the right direction, keep moving that way. If you notice that the negatives and the taking out of certain situations, the pulling out, the push me down, the depressing moments are always constantly there, or they're kind of trying to creep in, just jot them down and change them. Change them into positive thoughts. Or just discard them. Tell them to go away. Do what works for you. So that's my challenge to you this week. Enjoy your week. Have a great day. This is Jeanine Rian from Fundamental Focusing.